Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am here today with my co-host, Casey B., and we are going to go over our toasts and roasts. Each week, we give our toasts and roasts our highs and lows, and then we talk about a fun little topic. And this week, I am talking about something I did last month. I led a journaling group called the Gratitude Gang during the month of November. So November, Thanksgiving, gratitude, it all kind of goes together. And I led a group and I did daily prompts for a different theme for each day in the month of November. It was an Instagram group and I had about 25 girls join me with it and it was really fun. But I'll talk a little bit more about that later. That's kind of the meat and potatoes of the episode, but we're gonna get into toast and roast first. So Casey, why don't you start off with your toast, because you said it wasn't very good. So we'll just start low and high.
Well, I said my roast wasn't very good.
Oh, what's that? What's your roast then?
My roast, I've just been stuck on a monotonous project at work for the past 2 days and I am not enjoying it whatsoever.
I feel you there, buddy.
Yep, I've been standing at a chop saw cutting wood.
You know why? It's because it's the holiday season and you're like a little Christmas elf working away at the Santa's workshop.
I feel like
it. Is that what you feel like?
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe you should listen to some Christmas music while you do it.
Oh, I don't think I could do that.
That would be crazy.
Oh my God, I'd go insane.
That's your roast?
That'd be my roast.
Okay, do you want to hear my roast?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do two because I'm going to cheat. Because number one, it kind of goes along with what I just told you. I am just not in the Christmas spirit and I don't see it changing this year. And that's just really sad for me. And people are like, listen to Christmas music, watch a movie. And that stuff is just making me more angry. So it's just not working. So that's frustrating. But my real roast is that the day before yesterday, we ordered a triple treat box from Pizza Hut, and it was a terrible decision. Every time I do this from Pizza Hut, I think, you know, I'm craving something cheesy and delicious, and I think it's because I kept seeing delicious pepperoni pizza out and about on TV, and then I'm like, oh, yes, and it always sounds better than it is. So we got a triple treat box, which is two pizzas and cinnamon rolls and breadsticks, and God, like, I eat like two breadsticks and one slice of pizza and then I'm done. And then we still have a whole pizza and a half basically left over. I don't know why I do this. And then they also have the big dinner box, which I've ordered a lot before, and it's too much food. It always seems like, oh, it's not that much, we'll eat it, I'm hungry, and then I have like three bites and I'm full. It was bad. And it was a bad decision, a bad move. I spent too much money on food. I didn't shop at a local business, and I was like, I just want something easy, quick. I'm gonna get Pizza Hut. Bad move. I don't think I'm gonna get Pizza Hut again for another 6 months to a year, because it was one of those times. Did you feel like that one about it?
I agree.
I was like, oh no, this was a bad move.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you're like, you just gotta have like two pieces and you're good. But then when it's staring in your face, you have three whole pizzas to eat, and it was a bad idea. And it's a dumb roast, but I'm roasting myself because it was a dumb decision.
Yeah, I'm good on Pizza Hut for a while. I'm definitely good on that.
The last time we got Pizza Hut, though, it was so good. It was surprisingly good. And so this was just a missed step on our part.
Yeah.
You know why the last time it was good? We got a pizzone.
Oh, God. That was the mistake. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was a bad move. So good. Word to the wise, if you're only two people, or probably three, or maybe even four, you don't need a triple treat box.
Just get a pizzone. Figure it out.
And the one part I actually wanted to eat the next day was the cinnamon rolls, and then you took them to work.
I didn't even eat them.
Yeah, exactly. So you're roasted too. Two bad
Boom.
Decisions.
Roasted.
What's your toast?
My toast. So I was telling you about this earlier. We had a very good storyteller kind of guy that came into work, and I wasn't even helping him at first, and I walked in the office and helped one of the office ladies with an order. Then I went over and sat down at the desk, and this guy, older man, just says, "Oh, you look like somebody I used to log with back when I was younger." And I'm like, oh, right on. Then he just went full on into the story, and it was amazing.
Okay, well, you gotta tell us the story if it's so amazing.
It was just funny. But he was like, "Yeah, it was this big Paul Bunyan-looking guy. It was back when I was in my younger years. And I was driving truck down by St. Helens. And I was trying to make a name for myself, you know. And so I'd get out of the truck and I'd go down the brush and set chokers and do the rigging and all that stuff while I waited for him to load me. And this guy is... He was a good Baptist man. Good Baptist man. And he, he wouldn't say the S word or the F word if it was in his mouth."
I've never heard that expression before.
I didn't either. I was trying not to start laughing when he was telling me. Anyways, yeah, I was down there one day and I wasn't looking around. The hook came down from the skyline right on top of my head. And it dented my helmet, my hat, belt. His hard hat. And he held his fingers up and about like 3 inches. It dented it about that much. And dead knocked me out cold.
That's scary.
Thank God I came to and I was in the arms of this big Paul Bunyan man. He was carrying me up the hill. And
I'm just picturing a guy who looks like you carrying a knocked out other logger guy up a mountain.
Yeah, he set me down by my truck and said, "You stay here." He went back down. Good man, good man, good Baptist man.
So what happened? Did he drive away? That's the part of what got knocked out and then he just drove back down the hill with his full load of logs?
Yeah, the last thing you said, he was like, "Yeah, thank God I didn't have a concussion or nothing."
We don't know that, sir.
Got knocked the fuck out.
He tells that story like 3 times a day. His wife is like, "Shut
up."
Oh
my God. It was so good.
You did have a concussion. Obviously, there was some damage.
It was just, oh my God, it was one of the best storyteller customers I've had in a long time. And it was just, the way he did it, it was just like the perfect, like, older storyteller guy.
He seemed so nice.
He was so nice. He was so cool.
I would definitely ask him if he, like, what happened, but it sounds like he just drove back.
Yeah, he went on his day after that.
The good old days.
Oh, God.
Good toast.
So good.
Good storytelling, dear.
Oh, thank you.
I hope people enjoy that. You were very animated.
Oh, man.
You had a good voice. I don't know. It was a little mumbly.
A little mumbly. That's how we talk, though.
It was good. My toast. It was going to be something else, but really my toast is today I saw that I follow Barstool Sports and kind of what they do, and some people who actually work in sports like I do don't really like them because they're very different than mainstream media, and they're just very different. So not that there's mainstream media in sports, it's not like political that way, but they don't follow the rules that ESPN and all the other people do. So that's why some people don't like them, but I follow them, and huge media company really, and they're based in New York City, and they've been very vocal about their like restaurants being shut down. They're being very vocal about just a lot of stuff, and one of the great things that I enjoy about them is they're just not afraid to say whatever they're actually thinking and how they feel. But then what I really like is that they always back it up. And so today they started, along with somebody else who I believe is in the fundraising space or the charity space or something along those lines. They started the Barstool Fund, which is Dave, who's the president of Barstool Sports, already donated $500,000 to it. And then they're doing a lot of other fundraising efforts, but it's going towards small businesses and small business restaurants in particular, because one of the guys who works really closely with Dave, his dad owns a small business Italian restaurant, and it's just like they love to see how these businesses work. And Barstool was a small business. They always say we were built up like brick by brick, like just doing what they do. Started as a tiny newspaper and now this huge multi-million dollar brand, multifaceted brand with sports betting, podcast, media, merch, like YouTube, like everything. So it's just very interesting. And I just love seeing people actually put their money where their mouth is and back it up. So I'm just happy to see that. And I'd like to see more people just be encouraged to do that, do what they can, not be afraid to be vocal about what they care about, and then also like be able to back it up and put their money where their mouth is, whatever like that is. And if a big brand like this can do that, I think it'll encourage smaller brands, smaller, like just the average Joe who watches them, to be encouraged to do that as well.
I mean, when I first saw the video and you're watching it just a little bit ago, I'm like, that's really cool. I mean, that they're stepping up and helping out. I mean, everyone.
And a couple weeks ago, I said one of the podcasts, one of my favorite podcasts I've listened to in a long time, was the episode of Token CEO, who's the CEO of Barstool Sports. And she said she had three restaurant owners from LA and LA County, and they were talking about what's going on there. And it's very similar to New York City. And it's just really interesting to see. And it's really not political. It's about just money and support and business. It's not about just the politics about it. Both the conversation was just from their perspective and these business owners not being even listened to. So highly suggest just looking into it. And I'm going to suggest that podcast episode again of the CEO pod, Token CEO podcast, because it was just moving. Okay, I have to read this because Casey just started laughing, and now I know why. He's drinking a non-alcoholic beer right now because of his heart condition, but it is, and it's not an O'Deal, not an O'Doul's, which is, I gotta say something else that was really funny, just telling a quick story here. I was going on my walk the other day, and, you know, sometimes you see White Claws and Truly's on the side of the road or whatever. I saw, like, a sixer tossed along the side of the road of O'Doul's. Like, who is drinking O'Doul's like out and about and then like littering? I just don't understand.
Maybe someone was just shotgunning a sixer and throwing them out the window as they went.
They were bottles. Oh, they were
bottles?
I just don't. I don't know why. Maybe they thought, I don't know. Maybe they thought it was okay to drink and drive with an O'Doul's. Is it okay to drink and drive with an O'Doul's? I don't know.
I don't know.
But anyways, I have to read this. It says government warning. So obviously not government warning. It's according to the Sturgeon General, this beverage is A-OK for operating light, medium, and heavy machinery, potable for pregos, and completely safe for driving, flying, or teleportation. It's pretty much good wherever, whenever. Maybe even on the moon. This is some good packaging. I love some good packaging, good branding, good job. This is the Lagunitas Hoppy Refresher non-alcoholic beer. And what does it taste like, dear, for a full review on the pod?
It tastes kind of like...
I guess I'm gonna taste it too.
You gonna taste it? What does it taste like?
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
This doesn't even taste like hoppy beer, though.
No.
It tastes like
squirt. That's a little
squirt.
Bit of a hop taste.
Not squirt,
but
Sprite.
Yeah.
This is delicious.
It's pretty tasty.
So is this even considered... No, it's called a hoppy refresher. So it's more like a White Claw.
So it's just...
But hoppy. But it's not hoppy at all to me. This is probably not entertaining for anyone.
Yeah.
What do you I asked you to describe it three times. So you just keep saying, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
Thank you for that input.
I mean, it's fizzy and it tastes kind of like hops.
It's also zero calories. So that's wonderful.
Yeah. I'm trying to cut the weight.
I think this is overcharged or overpriced Fresca.
No, it doesn't taste like Fresca.
No, but it's just water. It's zero. It's carbonated water. It says there's dried hops.
Yeah.
Brewer's yeast. And natural flavors. I guess that's why they can call it a hoppy beverage. It's because there's hops and yeast in it.
I think I taste the hops.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't.
I just drank a beer at the shop.
A real beer?
A real beer.
And then that one?
Well, yeah.
And you can't tell the difference?
I can tell the difference, that's for sure. But it's not.
Have you ever had an O'Doul's?
No, it's awful.
Is it really?
I don't like them.
I want to try one.
O'Doul's or Miller Sharp's.
Miller Sharp? Is that a non-alcoholic?
Yeah, Miller Sharp is the Miller non-alcoholic.
I've seen a Coors Light one, I think. They, like, look the same in the bottle. I don't know. I think it's just overpriced, but yeah. It's good.
It's good. Tastes good. I'm not drinking a real beer, which is upsetting.
Which is good for your heart.
Yeah, it's good for my heart.
Okay, so now that we're done with the brew review, but I don't know if we can call it a brew review because it's carbonated water. But
fair enough.
I wanted to talk about Gratitude Gang real quick. So in the month of November, I started a journaling group and we operated on Instagram. And normally when looking at doing something that's kind of a group get together, on social media, I would normally go to Facebook, but decided to do Instagram because a couple people avoid Facebook, especially during election season, which I think is great. If you want to stay off Facebook during election season, that's probably good for your life. So we did Instagram. So how it worked was it was a private Instagram page, and the month before, I wrote down all of these prompts. And each of them were a couple sentences long. Each one was a theme of the day. And then we got into kind of a little group chat as well. And people were introducing themselves and they would just follow along with the prompts that were posted each day. And it was really fun. It was the second time I've done something like this. In February, I did something similar. I did Feel Good February, and it was an ebook, and each day of the month there was something to do that was kind of supposed to make you feel good. And Gratitude Gang was a lot more focused on journaling and gratitude journaling. And I thought that was good because I think gratitude journaling is a great way to get into journaling. Some people don't like the idea of journaling. They think of it as kind of, oh, it's like Dear Diary, or I don't want to write down my thoughts, or I don't want somebody to find my journal, or it's a waste of time. I've heard a lot of those excuses before, and a lot of people can agree that being grateful for a couple things each day is just a good thing to do. And so I don't actually normally gratitude journal in this way. I normally just do like a little list of some things that I'm grateful for, but I've done some prompted journaling in the past. So I enjoy having journaling prompts when I'm kind of lost on what to do. So I created these prompts. And like I said, there was about 25 people who joined the group. And that was really cool because some of them were like my best friends, and then some of them were family. And then some of these people were more like social media friends. And I don't really know them super well. And then some people invited other people. So there was some folks in the group who I've never met in person or in real life. And they were just friends of my friends. So that was really cool. And it was fun. There was, like I said, 30 days of different prompts. So I wrote them all out and posted them each day. People would follow along. And the great thing with this is even if people didn't actually write out or write to the journal prompt, just reading the prompt sparks something. So you're just thinking of what you're grateful for that day. So At the beginning of the month, I started with prompts that were really simple and things that people would normally think of when you do gratitude journaling, or I like to say when you're sitting around the table at Thanksgiving, the usual suspects, like, I'm thankful for my family, I'm thankful for my friends, I'm thankful for my house, this food, all that kind of stuff. And then we got into deeper stuff, thankful for a place, thankful for, I did a lot of stuff on here. I did some things that were really fun and almost trivial, like movies, a book, and then other things like nature, your body. And there's just a lot of things that we take for granted every day. So I wanted us to be able to focus on those things that are just a part of our lives and find kind of a deeper joy in those. So that was Gratitude Gang. And I also got to have Ashley, who is my cousin. She was in the Gratitude Gang. She came on for a little interview as well to kind of talk about it with me, because I didn't want it to just be me talking about it. I wanted one of the participants in as well. So she is in the episode, and we talk about the whole month and some of the favorite prompts that she had and how it all kind of worked out. So hope you enjoy our little chat that we have about the Gratitude Gang. And if you're interested in doing more things like this with me, just make sure you're following me on social media. I post all about it there. And then I'm looking at doing maybe 4 or 5 of these kind of things in the new year. We'll see how they go. So we'll be right back with an interview and talk to you later. So I have Ashley on the podcast, and she was a guest a while ago when we talked all about her moving from small town in Port Angeles to big city Spokane to Missouri to Denver, and now she's back in Washington in Spokane, and she was one of the members of the Gratitude Gang, and I'm so excited to just chat about what we did this month.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here and chat about it too.
So it was a month of prompts that were all focused around gratitude, and it was kind of an intro to gratitude journaling, I would say. So I wanted to hear from one of the participants, I guess you could call it. Feels kind of weird saying like a member of the gang. That sounds a little bit intense, but just kind of what you expected going into it and how often you kind of journaled before.
So I was super excited about this because I keep a gratitude journal on my own. I try to write every day. Doesn't always happen, but I personally just make a small list of things that I'm feeling grateful for in that moment. And it just kind of helps me to start my day on the right foot. But I've never done any prompted journaling. So this was really different and kind of pushed me to take my gratitude journaling to the next level, if you will. And I was excited to write about a lot of different things that I didn't typically delve into before in my lists.
Right. So I think a lot of people have been introduced to gratitude journaling through a lot of different ways. I mean, people just talk about it on social media, or I know I've gone to conferences and people have said, this is what you have to do. Like, it's the greatest way to start out your day. For my gratitude journaling before doing this, I mostly just did kind of, like you said, a little list of things, like 3 things I'm grateful for. And I know some planners even have that in there, like built in, like write down 3 things you're grateful for. When you did that before, did you usually do it in like the beginning of the day or the end? I know in mine was like the planner, like that's where I would do it, in my bullet journal or in my planner. So it would usually be like in the middle of the day while I'm looking at stuff. But did you do it in the morning or at the end of the day? Some people like to do it like to reflect.
I always tried to do it in the morning. I really like mornings. I feel like my head is just more clear. I'm more focused. And it was kind of a nice, like I said, a nice way to start my day. Just sitting down, thinking for a minute and enjoying my tea, and just like setting myself up for success for the day, I guess is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Because I can tell the difference, you know, on days that I didn't get to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the middle of the day, if I'm feeling irritable or something, it's like, oh my gosh, I should have journaled. I know I would have set myself on the right course.
I like that. I think especially like this year, it's almost annoying sometimes when people say, well, it could always be worse, or we still have so much to be grateful for. But once you make it a habit, I think that those kind of, I think, I don't know how to even describe it, but I kind of think of it as like a chirp, like this little annoying, like, you got to do this, you got to do this. And when you're in a bad mood, it's like, I don't want to, like, no, let me just be angry. But really, when you do write down just a couple things, and it's just a habit in your day, that's a really good practice instead of just, well, I'm really angry. So if you're telling me to gratitude journal right now when I'm angry, like, it's not going to make me very happy. But once it's in your life, it kind of just makes the habit and makes it something almost like a coping mechanism instead of somebody telling you, like, well, you should probably do this.
Definitely. And to speak specifically to that, there was one prompt that you gave on appreciating your body. And I actually had a conversation with my sister not too long before that, saying, so it's funny because she actually chirped in the gang chat about that prompt. And I don't want to give too much away from her story, but it almost made me sad because I see my sister as like the most perfect little being ever. Mm-hmm. And to see her insecurity come out a little bit, you know, but she mentioned to the group that having that prompt put in front of her was a struggle, but made her see herself in a different light and appreciate it. But for me, like I said, we had a conversation before, and I was whining basically about the gym being closed because I love to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. I am not mentally sane if I don't stick to a schedule at the gym. And, you know, she was kind of telling me, it could be worse and, you know, giving me all the things that so many other people are sad not to have right now that are definitely more serious. And that prompt was awesome for me too, because while I was missing that, I was still able to be thankful for my body and what it can do for me, and that I have the ability to move, and I still have the outdoors and this large living room in my new apartment now that I can still move in my own way.
Yeah, I really liked that because I think I'm just going to say that prompt really quick, because a lot of the prompts that I wanted to bring to light were things that we kind of usually just take for granted. And we started out the month with all of the usual, like, basically how I explain it is people who, when you're sitting around the table at Thanksgiving, everyone says, oh, I'm thankful for my family, I'm thankful for my friends, I'm thankful for my relationship, I'm thankful for this food in front of us and like our homes. And that's just, you know, our usual things. But then we got a little bit deeper and throughout the month, and some things were really lighthearted and some things were really deep. And the body one I felt like was a little bit deeper because it wasn't just, what do I like about, like, I have pretty eyes, or like, I'm really tall, which is not me, but you know, just things that we actually like about our physical bodies. But I wanted people to think about things that your body has done and things that it can do. And especially, like I said, I mean, I don't know how many times I'm going to say this, but during this time when people are afraid of getting sick and we're all worried about what our bodies can take on and handle, just, I think the positive affirmations and acknowledging like what your body can do can be really good just for your mental health as well. So I said, write about what you're thankful your body has done, what it can do, that it keeps you going each day. What does your body do that makes you feel strong, capable, alive? Like, some people like running and that makes them feel really alive. Not me, but you know, like there's like a lot of different things that you can do that it's just your body doing it. And I was thinking there was a wide range of people in the gratitude gang, and some of these people like birthed children and I'm like, these people are strong people. Like, I'm so proud of you. And this, like, our bodies do so much and we just don't even think about it. We just talk about like, oh, I'm too fat. I need to do my hair again. I need to do my nails. Like, I don't know, like all these things that we all talk bad about our bodies, like physically. And I enjoyed that one too. So, what were some of your other kind of favorite ones that we did? I kind of wanted to do a couple deep dives into some of these.
Yeah. Let me look back. I have my book in front of me. So this was one of the early prompts and it was pretty light, but I did really like, the friends, prompt. It was said, make a list of friends you are thankful for. And then there was specific, writings, according to that, like broken off of that, the first being write about a specific friend you admire. What do they mean to you? What memories come up? What pieces of them do you want to reflect in you? And I loved that. I feel like even still, like, yes, that's really lighthearted. Yes, it's easy to say nice things about your friends, but what pieces of them do you want to reflect in you? I think did dig a little bit deeper, and that's something we probably think unconsciously mm-hmm. about the people we surround ourselves with, but not something we really reflect on. So I loved that. And then there was also a bonus to write a letter or send a text to a friend and to tell them that you are thankful for them in the time that you spend together. And I think that's really important too. I personally just love snail mail. So I write a lot of cards and send letters. Mm-hmm. But I know when I get mail, I get really like giddy excited, and it just makes me feel good to think that somebody was thinking about me at a moment in time. And so that's what I hope to send to somebody when I write letters, but even a text. I have lived a lot of places now. I have friends all over the place, mm-hmm. and it's so easy to fall out of touch with people in the grand scheme of things. But you know, you don't have to have a full-blown conversation all the time, but I think it's really nice to just focus in on this every now and again and be like, hey, I'm thinking about them. I miss them. I should let them know.
Yeah.
Like that can go a long way in somebody's day.
I think that was that was day two. So it was where everyone's kind of just getting into it. So I wanted it to be really easy for people because everyone can think of like one or two friends that they really like. But it kind of was a three-parter. So it had a gratitude dump. So you can just write down like all your friends that you're grateful for. And I'm going to say it again, like we are so separated right now. Like we don't see our friends, we don't see our coworkers, me anyways, but it's just like, no, you feel like you're so isolated and nobody cares about me sometimes on your bad days, but just taking like the time and writing down, oh, this person cares about me. This person cares about me. And then, like you said, write about a specific friend and what they mean to you and what pieces of them do you want to reflect in you. That's definitely deeper because I think some people will be like, I don't know, but I love just writing these things down, and because no one's going to see it. Like that might be something that is almost awkward to say to your friend or to say out loud, but when you're just writing it down, like nobody's going to know. And then the bonus one, so it was like a three-parter, writing a letter or sending a text, like you don't have to do that action step, but you can. And it's kind of, I thought that was fun because like three different things you can do, and maybe one of them will be the one that makes you like just smile for a little bit that day. And I love getting snail mail too. I've been getting some because it's like Christmas time, people send out Christmas cards, and I'm like, yes. Wow, this makes me so happy.
I agree. I love it. Okay, another one. So anybody who knows me, this would be an obvious choice, but day 12, our prompt was to think of a place in nature that you love.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of broke it down to get people thinking. It says, do you love the forest, the beach, the mountains, the desert, all of the above, which I fall under that category. write about what you love about a place in nature. Write about what you love to do in nature. Are you the explorer, the one that takes all the pictures, the quiet camper, the beach lounger? So there's so many options. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you kind of broke it down for people. It's simple in a way. But yeah, again, if anyone listening who actually knows me well knows that I could write about this for forever, all of the places, all of the things.
Yeah, I was curious what you decided to write on for this one, since you are like the little adventure wanderlust, like always out in the woods if you can be, or in the mountain, or at the beach, or everywhere. So I wanted to know what you wrote for that one.
So I'll just give you the first like couple sentences. Nature, the reason to exist, the reason we do exist. We are nature. Nature supplies us. Nature supports us. Nature entertains us. Nature mystifies us. So
that is so deep. Look at you. I love that. I love how everyone, and like, I don't need like you to like share your deep journaling thoughts, but I love that. And it's so interesting because people will journal in so many different ways. Like some people really enjoy reflective journaling and writing about a specific moment or what happened that day. Some people are really like abstract or just poetic. And I love just seeing what resonates with people and what it means. Like, it's just a little bit of time to be alone and just with your thoughts and bring some joy.
Yeah. And I think you bring up a good point too, where I think my writing style is different based on the prompt and how I'm feeling about it in that moment. So nature is a very all-encompassing thing in my life in general. So this might have seemed a little more poetic, but a lot of other things I get a little more specific on, you know?
Right. For sure. I think I'm a little bit different in my writing, where it's a lot of just my own thoughts. I'm not very reflective. And sometimes it's kind of like you just said, like, it depends on the day. Sometimes I'm a little poetic and I'm like, oh, this is like, the inspiration is just flowing. Like, I need to write this down because a couple days later, I need to look back at this and remember like how I'm feeling. But what did you think about some of these ones that were a little bit more, I guess I would say surface level, because I wanted things to be somewhere deep, and like the memory one was pretty deep, I think. The last three were pretty deep, I think. The past, the future, and then the present with today. But we also had some fun stuff on there, like your favorite music, your favorite TV shows, movies, books. What did you think about some of those ones?
I loved them all. I don't know. I'm a pretty enthusiastic person generally anyway. but it's nice to pinpoint something and, like you said, just take a few moments to be alone with your thoughts and to appreciate one thing and just appreciate it in its entirety is really fun. And just, again, it just kind of reinstates the fact that, you know, you love this and you don't want to take it for granted at any point.
Right.
So one of those that I'll read this one just because it's really short and people can probably relate. Day 13 was, write a little bit about a drink and why it is special to you. And of course I chose wine.
This was a fun one. I knew people were going to have fun with this one. One of my like favorite, like, get to know you questions is like, tell yourself as if you were a drink, like what's your personality and stuff like that. Ooh, so I just felt like this was going to be a fun one. So what did you write about for wine? Of course.
So I said, where would I even be without you? Ripped. That's where. But I love you so much that the abs don't matter. I love wine when I'm out or at home, alone or with friends, to chill or to celebrate. It is my everything go-to. Wine, this is a love letter to you.
I love that one. Oh my gosh. So fun. It's such a simple thing, but then it's like when you had your glass of wine that day, you're just extra thankful for it.
Oh,
like,
as I was writing this and it was enjoyed more than usual.
I bet. I really like that. There was so many prompts. Obviously, we can't talk about all of them, but I am just so glad to have you in the gang and to be a participant. One of the other things that we did was have a little group chat. And what did you think about the group chat? I mean, it was my first time doing one of these on Instagram this way. In February, I did Feel Good February, which was a little bit different. This one was a little bit more, I don't know if I would say rigid, but scheduled, and there's a lot more participation, I think, but I'd like to do more of these, and I loved the group chat. I know some people don't like that kind of stuff. So what did you think about the group chat?
I loved it. I do feel like even people who didn't personally share still were reading the messages and hearting them and whatnot. So I do think that it kind of instilled a sense of community through this. And again, just like we're sharing now, it's kind of nice and funny sometimes to see what other people are great for that day or that moment. And to realize how they're writing about it, how they're reflecting on it. And I thought it was really cool because, like I said, even when my sister chimed in, like, I know her so intimately, and that was something I didn't really know about her so much. Mm-hmm. And I thought that it was amazing that you created this space where she felt safe to share.
Yeah, it was so interesting to me that I encourage people to do this, but I didn't even know personally everybody in this group. It was a group of about 25 people, and some people shared it with some of their friends. And so there are some people I didn't actually even know, like most of them I know pretty personally, or I've met them and stuff like that. But then it was really fun to see different people say what they're grateful for. I think some of my favorite days were when I said, like, just tell us three things you're grateful for. And like a lot more people just chimed in on these little things. And it's just fun and get to know you a little bit. I just really enjoy getting to know people. I'm in one other Instagram chat group, and it's interesting how it acts a lot more like your normal like text group chat than something on like a Facebook group, which is kind of, I like Facebook groups, but they're very involved and you got to go on the Facebook app and then you're kind of looking at like this person's comments, and this is just kind of like a group chat. You scroll up, you read down, and you're kind of done. So that part is kind of nice, I think.
Yeah. Now that you said that, I think I may have invited a couple of people actually. And not only that, but I shared a lot on my stories, which is another reason I do love Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I think that I had friends that joined purely from seeing my posts and just me talking about my experience that I was getting from this. And I think that is really inspiring and fun to have people join you in what you're doing, to take time to be grateful because they thought it was a great idea.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun just seeing everyone and kind of learning about all these different people. And at the beginning, I started following everybody back from the Gratitude Gang Instagram page. And then I would like watch everyone's stories. So like, these are all my new friends, but it was really fun. And it wasn't as much of a sense of community as some other things I've done in the past, but at the same time, it was just kind of go at your own pace. If you want to be really involved, you can be really involved. If you want to just kind of hang back and just see what the prompt is each day and just think about it. I think there was people who might not have written at it at all, but might have thought about being grateful for something each day, which was kind of nice too, because some people really aren't into journaling, but I still think the prompts were good just for thinking and reflection.
Yeah, definitely. Just processing.
Yeah. Well, oops, I just bumped something. would you want to do something like this again? Like, what's your final thoughts on the whole thing?
I would absolutely join you for the next one.
Awesome. I was so glad. I had so much fun. And I just am glad that you were such an active participant and just that we got to bring some more people together just to be grateful. And you know, it seems so simple, but sometimes it's not that simple, especially these days.
We forget. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, you don't have to be a big journaler. You can just kind of participate at your own at your own pace. Well, thank you for coming on and chatting with me again. I really like talking to you, and I loved having you on the podcast before, and I loved having you on just to chat about this, because you were one of the people who was always like in the chat and trying to get more people involved, and that just made me so happy. Just like seeing your joy made me like so happy. So I love the sharing on Instagram or whatever, though. Like, it's just so fun to see, like, oh, I'm enjoying writing my journal today. I'm like, yes, yes.
Yes. Feelings are reciprocated.
I hope you guys enjoyed that chat with Ashley and enjoyed this episode as a whole. Next week is Christmas. Holy moly. So Christmas is on a Friday. I'm still kind of considering when I'm going to release the episode, because I know you probably don't want to listen on Christmas. So if it comes out a little later, here's your warning. But if you really enjoyed this one, make sure you are subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, and leave a review if possible. And then follow us on social media at Pish Posh Pod, or just look us up on Facebook, all the things, because I have been putting some great stuff on there. And there's also some great stuff on the website, pishposhpodcast.com. I'm really proud of my website and the blog post as well. So hope you guys all have a very Merry Christmas, a happy holiday season, and we're almost done with 2020. Thank the Lord above. Party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on. Thank you.